I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report. 31st Fighter Wing recognizes heroic pilots and modernizing pilot training. An award ceremony was held at Aviano Air Base Italy on June 3, 2025, honoring the elite pilots of the 31st Fighter Wing for their exceptional performance while deployed. Recognized for their precision, discipline, and impact in the CENTCOM area of responsibility, these aviators executed critical missions that safeguarded U.S. and coalition forces.
A recent ceremony recognized 9 pilots from the 510th Fighter Squadron for their outstanding achievements while deployed to the CENTCOM area of responsibility. These airmen were commended for their bravery, precision, and impact during high-risk missions that directly supported Allied forces and advanced key operational goals. As a result of their valor and operational excellence, the group earned 7 air medals and 2 Distinguished Flying Cross decorations, reserved for acts of heroism or extraordinary achievement during aerial flight. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, says that these aviators were prepared and ready for the moment and delivered when called upon.
Whether on the ground, in the skies above, we apply ourselves. We study, we train, we make every moment count, and we see ourselves as a human weapon system, taking care of ourselves, taking care of one another.
Clark also shares, these awards underscore not only the pilot's individual skill and bravery, but also the collective strength, readiness, and combat effectiveness of the 31st Fighter Wing. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Modernizing pilot training. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Kathryn Winchell. Commander of Air Education and Training Command, Lieutenant General Brian Robinson, became the first non-test pilot to fly the T-7A Red Hawk Advanced Trainer Aircraft at Edwards Air Force Base, California. The T-7A is designed to replace the aging T-38 Talon and will arrive at Randolph Air Force Base in December 2025, jump-starting the aircraft's integration into pilot training. Robinson says, the Red Hawk will equip future undergraduate pilot training students with the specific skills and knowledge they need to excel in modern operational cockpits. This milestone underscores the commitment to accelerating the modernization of pilot training, ensuring that the T-7A meets the evolving needs of the warfighter today while providing a foundation for safe, reliable, and sustainable pilot production for the future. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.